everybody. My name's Kate Delaney. This show, America Tonight, coast to coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between, even if you have one eye open. Boy, do we have some big bombs to set off in this hour of ATN, including the latest goings-on at Penn State. Cover-up to the 10th degree, I think. There's so many different angles on what's happening at Penn State. You can just imagine. When initially it was announced what was going on with Jerry Sandusky and the grand jury investigation and the indictments, enough to indict him, charge him, all that kind of stuff, and then moving forward, then all the shocking other things that happened. Who knew what when, and why didn't they go to police, and why wasn't this stopped, and everything else. And there's even more to it than that. There's even more to it. And, I mean, what's really sad is that nobody just jumped up, stepped forward, and said, listen, I'm taking responsibility. Enough of this nonsense. So, you know, how far did it go? How many people had to lie along the way or turn a blind eye, let's put it that way. So we're going to dive into that and also talk about what we're seeing with this global collapse, this global meltdown. Now in Italy, you have a new prime minister, you have a new sheriff in town, we'll call him Mario. It's Monty. I keep thinking of the Mario Brothers. Remember the old Mario Brothers thing where you would try to go up to the next level? I don't know why, because Italy just can't seem to get out of the way of itself. I guess that's what seems funny to me. But what's not funny is, once again, bailout, bailout, bailout that nobody can afford. And the Europeans certainly can't afford it. And they're fates and fortunes are definitely hooked up to ours because of the way the financial system is rigged. Because we are so closely tied to what's happening there. Our markets, it's that ticking sound that you hear in the background, is for our dollar to just explode. We have a national debt that now has surpassed $15 trillion. We have a super committee that can't get out of the way of itself. Why they even named a super committee, I don't know. And there's no end in sight to unemployment and the struggles that people are feeling that are very, very real. What do most people want out of life? They want a quality of life. There's no guarantees, we know that. But you want a chance at it, a crack at it. Can we really go after the American dream anymore unless you're born with a silver spoon or somebody can give you that leg up? Is it still possible to achieve the American dream? Because I'm an optimist and it's hard. I have a thick skull. It's hard to crack that skull. I'm always going to believe. I just, until I draw my last breath, because I love this country so much and because I want that opportunity for all the people behind me, I'm always going to believe that there's that chance, that there is still the opportunity for people who don't grow up with means. But it's not looking that way. The reality show is something different. And the reason why is because of everything that's been allowed to happen for decades, for years. And the fact that we just stand by while that deficit keeps clicking up. And, you know, and other people, somebody said to me today, why are you on the deficit kick? That's such a rhino thing. Like a rhino thing. Are you kidding me? We're just going to keep bailing ourselves out, raising the ceiling until what's the high water mark? I don't know, 20 trillion? Where do we cut it off? How do we ever go backwards? How do we ever make that money up? You know what it'd be like? I mean, honestly, if somebody gave you, think about this just for a second. In one way, it'd probably be exciting for a while. If somebody gave you unlimited credit, let's say the ceiling was, whatever, 200,000, but you don't have to pay on it until you hit that mark. So, yeah, Vegas, here we come. Atlantis, let's go there. Hey, let's take a trip to some islands. I'm going to buy me a boat. Whatever. You just spend. You just don't think about it. But then the bill comes due. So you better be doing something where you're making up that money. And this is what I'm saying. We keep watching it tick up. I can remember being on these airwaves, and I think that I was talking about, you know, a $9 trillion debt. So since I've been on America Tonight, progressively, we've done nothing but get worse. And also, we never can seem to lay out a budget. How do you have a direction when you don't have a budget and all you have is disagreements over taxes and benefits? And, you know, the super committee is the super stall committee. That's what it is. We're just stalling. Stalling for elections, stalling for other things to happen for other people. We got to move as a nation. We got to get going. Time is running short. We can't afford to let this continue to happen. You know, if I were running for office, this would be my number one thing because it affects every single one of us. It's like what I say here on America Tonight. If you've never heard the show, I apologize. But what I say is it's about the buzz in your backyards. And there's so much we all have in common. I don't care what your accent is. We all want to have a decent quality of life. And we have to make money to do it. We're not trading shells on a beach in the old days where we're trading goods for things. Maybe we are a little bit, but we have to have currency. So in your life, you have to have currency. And, you know, here's the thing. I think there's such a disconnect that the people in Washington, even though they say they understand the American people, even though they say they want to help the middle class, I don't think they really understand what's happening. Otherwise, how could they allow this to go on? How could they allow the debt to get up to $15 trillion and not panic before we even got into double digits and continue to spend? Got to spend, and then we'll just raise taxes. Spend, and we'll raise taxes. It's not the solution. It's a sickness. It's a bad cycle that we keep on repeating over and over and over again. What's the definition of insanity? It's doing the same thing over and over and over again. And in the meantime, we're losing sight of who we are as a country, who we are as a people. And we're constantly plugging the gaps. Plug the gap. Put a Band-Aid on it. We've run out of Band-Aids. We can't do Band-Aids anymore. And because we've allowed ourselves to spend so much and to spend so much on other people, we've put ourselves in a position where what if we need to go to our defense? We don't have the money for the right kind of equipment. One thing that means is there's no way we can hang around Afghanistan for too long. For goodness sake, if we can't even supply our troops with the stuff that they need. Come on now. We're kicking a can down the road. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have a long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the Brick Pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP Brick Packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Some band-aids away, a full-on first aid kit for anybody over the weekend that can tell me their best weekend warrior story. I'll give you a little background on this. The reason I'm doing it, and I came up with the idea talking to my doc, I'm healthy. Well, knock on wood, I'm healthy. But I was playing a little tennis the other day. And I decided that I was like Maria Sharapova. I was going to get that ball at all costs. So two-handed backhand, ran on the court trying to flick the ball. Thought I was clever, tried to flick the ball. I'm telling you guys, I'm serious. I like went flying. You get that shocked moment where it's like in slow-mo. And I smashed down on the, it's called hard true. It's just cement, really, with painted lines on it. Boom, went down. Mild concussion. No joke, just a mild concussion. That's the good news, is that's what it was. But it went in going to my doctor and not, having not been there in so long and realizing, started having this conversation. So he's ponying up some first aid kits for all of you sort of jocks out there. Maybe you're riding a horse and you just go the wrong way. The horse goes one way. You guys in Kentucky can relate to this. The horse goes one way, you go another way. Oh, you can get some nasty, nasty spills when that happens. And you know, here's the thing. Most of us aren't carrying around first aid kits. Sad to say, as much as I think I'm getting more prepared for things, I didn't have a first aid kit. I didn't have a first aid kit in the car or wherever. No Band-Aids. So then you just got this look. Like a little kid, you got that bloody little knee thing going on. Let's go to Jay in Kentucky. Hey, Jay.
How you doing, Kate?
Good. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. Now, you were just talking about, is it possible to live the American dream? Well, I don't know if I'm exactly living it, but there was a time when I was on welfare. And, yeah. I got a girl pregnant in high school. We ended up getting married and graduated high school, and we was on welfare, and I own two businesses, and I'm doing quite well for myself. So, long story short, it is possible, but you got to want to do it. You just can't be a robot and go through life every day. you got to make things happen for yourself because no one's going to do it for you.
Bravo to you, too, for doing what you did. But and I agree with you. Nobody's going to hand anything to you, but do you think a lot of the doors, even if you're pounding on them, are closed because of what has been happening financially with how we're being really sold out? It's much more difficult. It's much more difficult, for sure.
Well, as far as the trucking industry goes, there's companies right now that will hire you, pay for your schooling, and put you in a truck and start you out at $40,000 a year, and you can go from there and build on that. So capabilities are out there.
Yeah. You know, they say in North Dakota, where, of course, they're getting all that oil, you know, the fracking from the rock.
Right.
And they're saying there if you go and you're driving a truck because they desperately need so many people, if you can get one of the jobs, they'll pay like $80,000.
Right. And
that's good.
Not only the drivers, but the people working on the pipeline and so forth. I hear there's like zero unemployment there.
Yeah.
And
and
all the restaurants are now hiring because everybody went to the oil to work in the oil industry. So all the restaurants and other small businesses around there are just starving for people to work there, which is going to drive up the wage.
Right, and it has. I mean, in some of those places we were talking, like the local IHOP, it's $16 for an hour for a waitress.
Yep, and like I said, if you eliminate corporate tax, corporations would open up all over the United States from other countries, and you would see the same thing nationwide. You would have fights on between companies trying to hire. It would just drive up the wage.
Right, I agree with you. Well, I agree with you. If they would just do that, I think that's what would happen. You have got to lower it. It can't be 35. It's got to go down. It's got to go down to 25.
Well, I enjoy the show, Kate, and we'll talk to you tomorrow for Nail the Score.
Woohoo! There's a promo. Thanks, Jay.
All right.
Nail the Score, if you don't know what it is, it's in our third hour. Randomly, our supercomputer, thanks to Donovan Madsen. He's done such a great job on this show. There's so many unsung heroes. I bet he's got huge muscles from lifting this computer. But anyway, he gets the computer out. We let the computer roll, and automatically it'll pick a game of the week. Then you call in. You don't have to know anything about football. It's about picking. It's picking. That's what you're doing. So you pick a team of the two teams and what you think the final score will be. By the way, Jay is so nice. It's interesting. It's good that he shared that with us, about the struggle that he went through, and now he has these businesses. He has cabins, that's probably one of them, in the Smoky Mountains, and he's thrown that into the pot for the winner of Nail the Score. If you rented a cabin from him, they'd leave a $100 bill on the table, or flat out just free and clear, give you a $50 gas card. $50. $50 would fill me up, and then I'd have some left over to buy some lottery tickets with. No, I would have some left over because I filled up the other day and I got a pretty good deal. I don't think it's a good deal, but a good deal for where we are now. I don't know what all of you are paying out there, but it was $309. So I had paid up to, I want to say a couple of weeks ago, $339, something like that. And I know people are paying a lot more in Chicago and in California and a lot of places. You're paying a lot more than that. But $309, so it was well under $50. So I asked the question, you know, is the American dream still possible? And he raises a good point. It is true. You have to want to do it. You have to really just go for it. You have to be aggressive. You have to make calls. You have to do that. And that's not going to change. But have some of the steps in getting there, has it become a lot harder to do that? That's, you know, the question, because of where we are and because of, as he said, and what we've talked about is what Jay said, the fact that the small companies are really being strangled. And it's not because the businesses, people have this idea that, well, they want to pay less taxes. Of course they want to pay less taxes so they can offer more jobs so they can make a profit. because you have to make a profit. If you have shareholders, you certainly have to make a profit, or you're just going to lose your job anyway, and so are the people around you. If a company tanks, then everybody's out. If you're not doing well, then some people are out because they're going to have to cut jobs. So how do you do better? Well, one thing we could do is become a nation that makes things. And there are people who do make things, and there are people who have, quotes, an honest working job. You know, they have get honest pay for honest work, whatever that phrase means. So that means it's livable. It's a livable wage where you actually have money that you can put away, where you can save for your kid's school or for whatever it is that you need the money for. The bottom line is, though, the companies have to have those breaks, because why otherwise? They're not going to meet their bottom line, or they're not going to meet it to the expectations enough, and they're not going to cut their nose off their face. They're not going to do that. None of these CEOs are going to do that, and none of the people around them are going to do that, because, frankly, they want to be employed, and they have to answer to the people. If it's a publicly traded company, they have to answer to the shareholders. And otherwise, they have to make a profit no matter what business you're in, because you can't afford to stay open. How long can you, it's like, how long can you work for sweat equity? When people come up with ideas for internet companies or other things, and they want to hire their friends or hire people, and they say, listen, sweat equity, you get however much stock. And then, unfortunately, it's not one of those fairy tale stories like Mark Cuban, who made billions of dollars off of an idea from the internet, and it blossomed into a whole bunch of other things. And in the beginning, he didn't have that money, and people took the sweat equity. A lot of those companies go belly up, and you can only work for free for so long, my friends. Coming up on America Tonight, as we're kind of zigging and zagging in a few different areas here in this hour, the bet on Freddie and Fanny testimony, if you want to call it that, on the Hill about bonuses and such. We're going to talk about that next here on America Tonight.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com, or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy three or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same-day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Close the show with We Can Count. Plus, I'm sure if you've been listening for a while, some of you are saying, oh, thank goodness, pardon our puns Thursday. Some people are really good at puns. I think I'm mediocre, but I'm trying really hard to get you to grin. So pardon my puns, but that's coming up at the tail end of this hour. Before we get there, though, a couple of things. Big day in Washington, in a sense. And when I say a big day, one of the things that came up was the drilling on the Hill of Freddie and Fannie. So basically in a nutshell, what I'm trying to say is, because every time I think about it, it infuriates me. What they're trying to get us to believe is the brightest people in this country that could work for either one of those organizations, because it's such a mess in trying to unravel these loans, the brightest people need big money. That's why 12 people are getting $35 million in bonuses and a salary and whatnot. Because, nope, we won't be able to get the best people if we don't pay them that kind of money. I don't know. I think that we could find somebody that could unravel it all. That's not what they're saying, though, for either group. And especially since we're in such a world of hurt when it comes to the $15 trillion that we're now in debt, it just officially becomes that number. There's just no way we can hand out those kind of bonuses. We can't do it. We can't make up that money. Why, as taxpayers, do we want to pay out those kind of bonuses? So thank goodness this came to light, because a lot of times it's after the fact, because that's been stopped. So in other words, there was a vote to say, oh, no. We're not going to go with these bonuses no matter what they tell us. They're going to lose all the best people. And how are we possibly ever going to solve this situation if we don't have the people who know how to put it back together again, who know how to figure out what happened with the loan crisis and track down all the loans? Yeah, no, we can't. We got to have that money. And luckily the answer was, no, you don't have to have that money. So 35 million, 12 people, do the math. That's what they were going to get. And the salaries, by the way, were already about $900,000. Yeah. They certainly should have investigated this a little bit further. Every time I see Barney Frank, and I think of Barney Frank talking about, you know, the losses that have happened were unavoidable. There was nothing we could do. So, geez, we had to bail them out. And, you know, what kind of crooked deals are we involved with here? I mean, it's crooked to me. Something was awry in the beginning. Now we're bailing out Freddie and Fannie. And now they come back and adding insult to injury. You know, they need more money. They need more money because they're in trouble. And they also need money so that they can have enough for the mortgages. So Fannie Mae agrees to buy 400,000 mortgages from Bank of America. And whether it purchases these risky assets is some kind of a weird bailout of the bank. It certainly didn't help them, obviously, because why would they be asking for more money? So Edward DeMarco, who is the director of the Federal Housing Finance Agency, that's the group that regulates Fannie, is the guy who is saying, you know, this is how it is. We have to have more money. We have to have millions more so that we can, you know, continue to unravel all the problems that we've had in tracing these loans, and that we can also give out these bonuses. And I just think, wow, the gall. You think that's going to go under the radar? Nobody's going to say anything? It shows you how far removed people can be. DeMarco thinks that it's not a big deal because, hey, we can't compete with the private firms. So that may be true. If the private firms are paying astronomical money, good for the people that are working for the private firms. But we're the government. We're broke. We ain't got no money. So we've got to go with a different option. So we got to take the lower bid for once, regardless, right? We have to take the lower bid. I mean, it's like we're a pinata, and we're just getting beat in all directions. And just keep beating us, and the money's going to fall out, and eventually we're going to hollow out and fall on the ground. We got nothing left. Nothing left when we dish out these $535 million loan guarantees to places like Solyndra because, oh, they're going to change our world by producing solar panels, but they forgot to find out that they were being made cheaper, so their price point was too high. So they had a pretty little building in Silicon Valley. I mean, gorgeous building. Who knows how much it was to lease that sucker. But we had to let 1,000 people go in the end and go belly up because we couldn't compete. But, geez, we did get the stamp of approval from the Obama administration. We had pictures with the Prez. We had pictures with Joe Biden. We had a lot of conversation about other things that we were trying to do. And in the end, Solyndra couldn't cut it. And now the Energy Secretary, Stephen Chu, who could have bumped into DeMarco in the hallway, by the way, is also going to have to defend on Thursday, I guess in a sense, why Solyndra, and he's saying it has nothing to do with donors to Obama's campaign, even though one major contributor was an investor in Solyndra, that it wasn't about politics, it was about energy. It was about green energy. Uh-huh. We'll see how good Chu does when he's there on Thursday. Ooh, my oh my. And this one might have gotten by you as well. Like I said, it was a busy day in Washington. And besides the conundrum of the super committee, there were a few things that actually went through. We mentioned the concealed weapons ban. That's big, of course, the House approving that, but then it's not going to go. It's not going to end up going to the Senate. And already, Steny Hoyer is saying that the concealed carry bill is pandering to the right. So it looks good for a day or two, and then it gets ripped away. And that's, you know, that it's not going to go anywhere, like I said. In the meantime, defense funding is on the ropes, and you might be of the mind to say, well, you know what? We just need to be pulling out from all these places, so do we really need to have a hefty defense fund? Isn't that part of the problem? How much money is thrown out on toys and things, and do we need it or do we not need it? And the Senate Majority Leader, Harry Reid, certainly raised those stakes in a fight over the defense authorization bill because he's threatening to keep people in town for Thanksgiving. He's trying to put pressure on the Senate Democrats who are objecting to a deal that was reached on Tuesday in the Armed Services Committee with the detention of terror suspects. So the deal means the bill, which passed out of this committee, so you always have to remember these committees, 26-zip, would have the support to pass the Senate, even if it has objections from the Senate Intelligence Committee chair and the Judiciary Chairman and Armed Services member, despite all their objections, because they did object. Reid is saying, well, we're just going to stay here until we go all the way through the session and get things moving in the Senate, because we need to have this, we need to vote on this, we need to have this go through. And what ultimately would happen is that the Defense Secretary, Leon Panetta, is very unhappy with the new legislation, because he's looking at this in a different, for a different point of view, and saying that there's going to be serious consequences here for defense. And of course, in talking about Gitmo and what's going to happen with Gitmo, the Obama folks are saying it's going to be mandatory for the military to detain the suspects and prevent terror suspects from being transferred into civilian courts. So if it passes the Senate, it still has to go through a conference committee with the House bill, and that would include a ban on military chaplains performing same-sex marriages, and the bill would have a couple of other things that are framed in there, too, that I mentioned. Also, the fact is that, like I said, Panetta thinks that there is a restraint to the executive branch's options in a swift way to use all the counterterrorism tools that they legally have available. So you have to be careful of the language when you talk about to keep terror suspects in military custody and transfer military detainees to civilian courts. But this is going to be big. Trust me, this one will be big because they tried to put a whole bunch of different things in this, including cutting another $21 billion from the 2012 Pentagon budget. Remember, the initial one took $6 billion from the Pentagon budget request of $553 billion. So we just better get out of Dodge, because we're not going to have enough money to stretch it if we need it. There's no way. They're taking it from all ends, the Defense Department. Well, we can count. Coming up around the bend.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted-down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
All right, coming up, we're going to go to We Can Count in just a couple of minutes here on ATN as we head for the exits. But first, the Occupy movement, a big day Thursday for that group because it'll be 2 months. Boy, time flies. 2 months since all of it started. I mentioned this before. I was on a trip to New York for a long weekend, and I was down at Zuccotti Park when there were some protests going on, but it was just a handful of people. It's a very small band. They were walking around with a bullhorn and yelling stuff out, and nobody was paying much attention to them. Now, they have definitely gotten the attention, but it's a question of, are they anarchists? Are they destroying property? Is it a bunch of lame nonsense? Are they truly the 99%? Do they represent you? Do they represent me? Or is it a bunch of poppycock? Somebody told me that. It was Little Al who said, it's poppycock! Poppycock! By the way, big shout out to Sue Gartz, who's listening to us in Kalamazoo, Michigan. Thanks, Sue. And Sue related to Kathy, who we really, really like a lot, coming out of that same area. They know I have a tie to Kalamazoo, as I lived there when I was a kid for a while. We lived in Kalamazoo. I just remember the snow. So it's not about snow, though. It's about a flurry of people when it comes to the Wall Street protesters. They're calling for a national day of action and celebration, anyway, to mark the start of the movement 2 months ago. And not just there. There are other places where they're going to celebrate it, too, across the country in California, and they said they're very determined. So here's Cass Holloway on trying to make sure everything is nice and secure for everybody, and a protester from Occupy California talking about how determined they are.
want to ensure that, you know, if it turns out the way the information seems to suggest it will, people have the ability to protest, but everybody remains safe and the city continues to function.
I could hardly walk afterwards, and I consider myself lucky. I'm back here today in support of reestablishing this encampment, knowing that I may be beaten again.
Yeah, knowing I might be beaten again. Yeah, I think that they're around to stay. I think whether it's a small band of people or a bigger band of people, I think that the word Occupy and whatever city you want to put in front of it, despite the pushes from various mayors and other people in the communities who are saying this really isn't the 99%, you're blocking the way for other people to go to work who are in the same boat as you or worse off, I think you're still going to see them hanging around for what it's worth. The comparisons to the Tea Party, though, are off because it's nothing like the Tea Party. They weren't camping out for days on end, and there wasn't the problem with where you had to tear gas them, or there wasn't rape or crime and that kind of stuff because they weren't mixed in and they weren't hanging in out in a downtown area other than to hold a rally or two. All right, quickly, a short version of We Can Count. And with We Can Count, it is about the numbers. And with the numbers, talking about anniversaries, the House Republicans, a couple of House Republicans, are talking about the TSA that is well on its way to its 10th anniversary. Do you believe it? Oh, of course that makes sense, because think of the TSA when it was ultimately established. And the reason why the TSA was established, because of 9/11. So a couple of the longtime critics, like Congressman Paul Brown, is saying that Americans have spent $60 billion, there's some money for you, funding TSA, and they are no safer today than they were before 9/11. He's also said that they never stopped a terrorist attack and gave credit to private citizens or other people for terrorist plots being disrupted so far, and most of the focus has been diverted away from security into managing a huge bureaucracy. He's right about that. If you think about it, the things that have been stopped have been through the people on the planes, like the Christmas Day bomber. Abdullah Mutallab, that was stopped by the people on the plane. They were watching that something was odd and what was going on. And a lot of what could have happened was absolutely thwarted because of people that are thinking quickly. They see something going on in an airport. Remember even the guy that got through the checkpoint in Newark, how crazy that was because, oh, yeah, he wanted to go kiss his girlfriend and... Then everybody had to be evacuated and all the nonsense that ensued from that. John Pistoli is the TSA administrator now, and he's talking about focusing on the future with holiday stuff because next week you have Thanksgiving and then you swing into Christmas and a lot of people are traveling then, and they're talking about, you know, some of the critical areas where they've been hammered on. You can go back to even Richard Reed, the shoe bomber, you know, what happened there. And I'll tell you, just ask yourself this. How much are you willing to go through when you go to an airport and you're just trying to get to the plane? And we get it. We get the security measures. But I wouldn't give TSA high marks either. Not from the things, and I've traveled a lot. Not from in that time period, I traveled a lot. I saw some really crazy, stupid things, people that were pulled aside that there's just no way. But that's the old argument about kids and babies and patting them down and all that sort of stuff. So, you know, to me, I wouldn't really call it any kind of a celebration. I would agree that they've missed too much, as has been proven by people that have smuggled on knives or other items, box cutters, to see if they could get them through. Here's another one that has a number attached to it. Southern storms killing at least 4 people. You think of the beating, just the beating that the South has taken this past year with tornadoes and floods and all kinds of things. Mostly those two, though, the biggest. The floods were just horrific. Now they've got search teams that are combing through South Carolina because they had a storm, a motherlode storm, that killed four people, injured a bunch of people in even some other states that had to be taken to hospitals. And, you know, we're talking about power outages, the same thing. I mean, I could paint the same picture for you. Down trees. You're talking Bama and Georgia and Metro. Atlanta was slammed. Hot Atlanta was slammed with this. And they're talking about a tornado. So this apparent tornado that was just south of Winston-Salem damaged a whole bunch of structures that were in its way. I mean, that's what the tornado does. It demolishes homes and cars and leaves you shaking your head that one side of the street was nailed and the other side of the street, nothing happened. You know, there's no rhyme or reason, and unfortunately, we don't have a lot of protection from tornadoes, and certainly those people didn't have it because the warning systems, they only can go so far with the warning systems, and it's different than a hurricane where at least you have a little bit of time, you're looking at what's coming in, and you're able to track it, but with the tornadoes, you're not able to do that. A lot of times you get those twisters that'll just swirl up at the right time, depending on what the patterns are out there. It just can knock people cold, knock them out. They have, you know, they had no idea it was coming, and next thing you know, they're staring down the barrel of a tornado, which may be one of the worst weather things that you have to deal with, period. Hey, a couple of reminders. Don't forget about Nail the Score, of course. That's in our third hour on Friday. Randomly, we pick the game of the week. You call in, you tell us who you think's going to win, and you tell us what the final score is going to be. If you nail the score, you get some fabulous prizes from America tonight. Massive, massive bragging rights. And you do something that very few people have done. It seems like it'd be so easy, but not so easy when you sit there and you try to come up with a number. And they got to hit that number exactly. All right, I got one last pardon our pun for you. I'm just hoping that you're going to really get this one. You're going to really, really like it. You ready? I've been saving this one. Here's the buildup. There was a sign on the lawn at a drug rehab center that said, "Keep off the grass."